This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Welcome to the Mind Growth podcast series from Learning Teams Inc. as part of their Hop Into Action program. This series is supported by the best-selling book series, The Hop Beginner's Guide to Doing Safety Differently, available on Amazon Books in print and Kindle formats. On today's episode, two safety leaders talk about the Hop principle, how learning and improving are vital, and the importance of continuous learning and improvement in safety operations, detailing how that principle and the four L's can be integrated into daily practices. So please, grab your favourite beverage, sit back and listen now to this episode on the HOP principle, Learning and Improving is Vital.
John, good to see you. How's everything going on your end?
Things are going well, Maria. I've been deep into the human and organizational performance principles, especially focusing on the idea that learning and improving are vital. It's been really enlightening, but also challenging to wrap my head around how to fully integrate it into our daily operations.
That's fantastic, John. I'm glad you're diving into that. The concept of learning and improving is at the heart of what we do. It's what keeps us moving forward, especially in the ever-evolving field of safety.
Absolutely. What really struck me is how learning and improving aren't just about fixing what's broken. They're about understanding and enhancing what's already working. But I've noticed some pushback. It seems like some folks equate the need for improvement with failure, and that's causing uncertainty and resistance to change.
That's a common reaction, John. Many people are uncomfortable with the idea of improvement because it can feel like an admission that something is wrong. But we need to shift that mindset through learning and not blaming them because they can't change. Improvement isn't about blame. It's about growth. It's about recognizing that no matter how well we're doing, there's always room to do better. This is where we can bring in the idea that learning should be deliberate, as Dr. Todd Conklin emphasizes.
Right. I've been thinking about how we can emphasize that learning is a proactive, ongoing process. It's not just about reacting to incidents, but also about understanding why things go well in everyday work and how we can replicate that success and share those learnings with others.
Exactly, John. Operational learning is not just a reactive tool. It's also proactive. We need to learn from our successes just as much as from our failures. When we understand why things went well, we can apply those lessons across the board, enhancing our overall safety performance.
Wow, that makes so much sense. But how do we start shifting our team's mindset to embrace this continuous learning culture? It seems like a big cultural shift.
It can be, but it starts with us. How we as leaders respond to both successes and failures. When our team sees that we value learning over blame, they'll start to feel safer sharing their experiences and insights. This builds a psychologically safe environment where learning and improvement become part of the daily routine, not just something we do after something goes wrong.
I see. So it's about creating that environment where people feel comfortable being open and honest about their work experiences without fear of blame or retribution.
Exactly. And one effective way to cultivate this environment is by using tools like the four L's in our operational learning processes. Have you had a chance to look into that?
Yes. I've been reading about the four L's, liked, lacked, longed for, and learned from the team at Learning Teams Inc. It seems like a really practical framework for capturing and applying lessons from our day-to-day operations, but I'd love to hear how you've used it in your experience.
The four L's are incredibly versatile and can be applied in many different contexts. Let me walk you through how we can use them in our operational learning sessions. Liked. This is where we start by asking the team what they liked about a task or operation. What went well? What did they appreciate about the process? Beginning with the positives sets a constructive tone for the conversation and encourages people to actively engage and participate using storytelling whilst we listen. Lacked. Next, we ask what was missing. What resources, information, or support could have made the task easier or safer? You can use the four D's here about what doesn't make sense, things that frustrate them, when operations are risky or the task is challenging, when work is harder than it should be, or demanding on us mentally, and lastly, when there is change in work or tasks that have surprised us. This step is crucial because it helps us identify gaps without focusing on blame. It's about understanding what we can do better next time. Longed for. Here, we ask the team what they wished for. What improvements or changes do they think would make their work safer or more efficient? This part of the process encourages forward thinking and innovation. It's about setting goals and aspirations for the future. It makes the workers, who are the experts in the work, be part of the solution rather than the problem when we blame. Finally, we reflect on what was learned. This is where the insights from the previous steps come together. What lessons can we take away from this experience? How can we apply these learnings to prevent incidents or improve processes in the future? This step ensures that the learning is captured and applied, and also for sharing the learnings with others. This is really important because other work groups are likely to have similar yet different conditions in their own work as well.
Wow, that's a really structured approach. It seems like it would not only help in identifying issues, but also in creating a culture where continuous improvement is part of our everyday thinking.
That's the goal, John. When we regularly use the 4 L's, we're not just learning from our work. We're embedding a mindset of continuous improvement into the fabric of our organization. This approach helps bridge the gap between work as imagined and work as done, ensuring that we're not just reacting to problems, but proactively enhancing our processes for operational excellence. You might say that we are improving safety through improving operations. It is a win-win in every way. This also helps for the senior leadership to see that we bring value to the organization and not just managing compliance.
Okay, I really like the idea of using the 4 L's in regular debriefings and even in daily stand-ups. It would be a great way to keep learning and improvement top of mind for everyone.
Absolutely. It's also important to remember that how we, as leaders, respond to the outcomes of these sessions matters. If we focus on constructive feedback and show that we're genuinely interested in the team's input, we'll encourage more openness and participation. This ties back to the HOP principle that how we respond to failure, whether it's a major incident or a minor hiccup, sets the tone for the entire organization.
So, if we handle these sessions right, we're not just improving operations and safety, we're also building trust and engagement within our teams.
Exactly. And trust is the foundation of any high-performing culture. When people trust that their insights will be valued and that they won't be blamed for honest mistakes, they're more likely to share what they know. This creates a positive feedback loop where learning and improvement become self-sustaining processes.
Okay, I'm starting to see how all of this fits together. It's not just about avoiding errors or reacting to incidents. It's about creating a culture where learning and improving are continuous and built into the way we do business every day.
That's exactly it, John. And it's not just about the big sweeping changes either. Sometimes the smallest adjustments can have the biggest impact. By consistently applying the 4 L's, we can identify those small tweaks that make a huge difference over time. It's about making learning and improvement part of our operational DNA. Remembering that small incremental change is sustainable, big change will degrade over time.
I'm definitely going to start incorporating the 4 L's into our routine. I think it'll make a big difference in how our team approaches safety and operations.
I'm confident it will. Remember, John, our goal is to create an environment where safety is something we do with people and by people, and not to them or for them, which is the current thinking. By focusing on learning and improving, and using tools like the 4 L's and learning teams, we can ensure that we're continuously evolving and enhancing our operations.
Thanks, Maria. This conversation has really helped me see the bigger picture. I'm excited to put these ideas into practice.
Anytime, John. Let's keep this momentum going and continue pushing the boundaries of what we can achieve in safety and operations. Together as safety leaders, we can make a real difference.